Let's say hello to Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mr. Grant. It's Mike from Jersey City. I'd like to express my outrage over the cover of TV Guide magazine for next week. They have Magic Johnson, a smiling Magic Johnson, pictured with six pre-teenage kids on the cover. It depicts him like a hero. Could you imagine this? Millions of this copy of this magazine is going to be sold, you know, across the nation. It's going to be on tables where kids could see it. Kids, you know, little Johnny's going to walk up to his mommy and say, you know, like, who's this? He's going to say, it's Magic Johnson. He's a basketball star. Well, why is he on the cover? Well, because he has AIDS and because he slept with 2,000 women. I mean, this is outrageous. I mean, the picture is politically correct. There's two white kids. There's a there's an Oriental child. There's a black child. There's a Filipino child and a Spanish child. And they're all preteens. I mean, you know, our children shouldn't have to be, you know, and he's always smiling. I mean, it's just absurd. It's just absurd.
Unfortunately, all he has is the HIV virus, and he could last for a long time, and in that time he could continue to be lionized. He'll be more ubiquitous than a certain individual that comes to mind, but you will continue to see him for years and years and years. It's Richard checking in right now. Hello, Richard.
Mr. Grant, good afternoon. I heard you touch on Magic Johnson before, and I just wanted to add something. I think this guy is such a phony, it's unbelievable. He quit 4 days from the President's Commission on AIDS because he says the government doesn't do enough on AIDS. And then 4 days later, he announces he's going back into basketball. And then 2 days later, he signs a $14 million contract. This guy knew all along that he was going back to basketball. And he just made the statement that the government doesn't do enough on AIDS just to stir things up, I think. He's just such a fake and a phony, and I can't see why everybody holds him up like he's a god. Like what he did, he caught AIDS, and we should all feel sorry for him. I don't feel sorry for him. He's a phony and he's a fake.
And why is it taking so long for the HIV to go into full-blown AIDS? Cried out loud, I'm smoking novenas. You laugh.
It's true.
You laugh.
You're right.
No, really. I tell you, it's terrible that this guy is doing this, and I'll tell you why. There are a lot of young dopes out there who are saying, what's so bad about the HIV? Look, this guy was having sex with all these people. He gets the HIV, and look, he's put on 15 pounds. You know, he's gained 15
right,
pounds.
Right.
And he is, he played in the Olympics in Barcelona.
Right.
And he didn't lose a step. He's just as good as ever. It's not so bad. Who said it was so bad?
If the guy
would go into full-blown AIDS and deteriorate in front of our eyes and croak, then maybe he could make a contribution, because there's an old Hindu expression, he teaches best who teaches by example. So give us an example, Magic. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Bob.